Is everybody still loving the song?
I am.
I'm Black still Hat's enjoying it. I like that.
Yeah, dude.
I like that very much, everybody. It's Wednesday. It's 6 p.m. Eastern. It's the bonfire. We are live. Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, Big Jay Oakerson, Dan Soder.
How you
handsome,
doing?
Handsome, funny Dan.
Oh, just Colorado Dan, if you don't mind. I'm real leaning into that now these days.
You got to be Colorado Dan.
Oh, man.
Who's going to say no to that? The whole crew is here, everybody. We have the lovely Christine Evans, Jacob Batat, DJ Lou, and, of course, our Black Tiger, the Black Lion, Black Lou Johnson. Yeah. The King. The King.
The King.
The King. Man, what a wacky night yesterday. First thing I want to talk about, I just want to say I do want to thank all the campers and the people listening to this show that donated. I am so social media, like, you know, dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, I don't think you're much better at it than I am. I think
I'm
we're both
terrible at
like
it.
Pretty awful at it. But when I went on Facebook the other day, my birthday is coming up Monday.
Yeah,
and they offered,
birthday, turning 21. It's fun when we do that.
Oh my 21 God, plus.
Turning 30 again. Oh, my God. Yum, 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 yum.
I've had to listen to a lot of those girl jokes in my life. Ugh. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm still 29.
Yeah. I'm having my second 29th birthday.
43.
I'm such a bitch.
But they,
damn.
But they.
43? Damn, dude, you're old. I'm just kidding.
I know, man.
It's gonna go the other way. Oh,
it
gross.
Is.
Ew. 43. Ew, ew,
it
ew.
Is. It is old.
No, man, you've got an 18-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
I'm 37. I got a sick dynasty going in NCAA 2014.
We both have very important things and responsibilities. You're right.
Well,
Dan.
We have children. You know, yours graduated high school this year. Mine.
You get a new crop every 4 years.
Mine's dominating the Pac-12 this season. So
I got
your children.
16-year-old daughter in here somewhere.
Oh, still the best.
The best.
Jim Lampley, you're the best.
Lampley, I love
father.
That you cared more about promoting Dream On than your own daughter's safety.
We got some other exciting fights coming up soon, and
coming
I'm going to see if my daughter's being gang raped in the lobby.
A new Tales from the Crypt. Also, my child's out there.
I got a 16-year-old daughter in here somewhere.
Boy, do I got to find her. No, when I went on Facebook the other day, it comes up with that thing, like, your birthday's coming up. Do you want to put one of those donate buttons, which I've seen on other people's things I've done.
Yeah.
I've given to. So I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Dave Smith did it last for his last birthday, and I was like, oh, that was neat.
Lewis has always been very up. Like, for the longest I can remember, Lewis has done that on his birthday on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lewis is like, I don't want a present. Just donate money, which.
And
you know.
I don't want to pretend I'm somebody far more outreaching than I am. It was on the page. It was like, would you like to add one of these donate buttons? And the first one that came up was St. Jude's. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, despite the most depressing commercials ever, it's a fantastic cause, St. Jude's Hospital. So I was like, oh, yeah, let me throw one up for that. And Andrew Pace rallied the people, the campers. And, I mean, it was a $200 goal originally. I said it after they blew through that in minutes. I raised it to $800 just because I figured, like, make it a, you know, like...
You got it, dude.
I don't know if it caps off or what, so like...
Jay, I love you, and I think one of your most endearing traits is not realizing how loved or how far-reaching you can be, because the thought that $200 was like your, like, that's my birthday? I don't know, maybe $200, you said, that is...
Buddy, I never even did it until a friend of mine put up one of those posts to add to, so I had to go through the process of figuring out how you even donate.
I mean,
you, know
yeah,
I mean?
You got to $1,000.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm not going to raise the goal because I feel like then I'm like fleecing people in some way, but I mean, it goes right to the cause, and it's, yeah, man, it's pretty amazing. Look at that little bald
it's
kid.
Great. It's great.
Look how happy that bald kid is because of you
yeah.
people.
Well, if you would have kept it at $200, she would have got an 8-ounce thing of lotion because that's how much they probably charge for in the hospital. So they might have given her
guys,
a juice. That $200 might have paid for a graham cracker to go to one of those kids.
Instead, we got her four Tylenol.
Dude, yeah. Like when you talk to the nurses and you're like, what does $1,000 get at St. Jude's? She goes, new box of gloves. What do you got, Al? What else you got?
Maybe gloves.
Yeah, dude, I remember when my dad was in the hospital, like my grandma had like his hospital bill one time when I was there, and I was like looking through it, and it was like everything was so fucking expensive.
It's crazy, man. Yeah.
For like every use.
Isn't like someone said like the ambulance ride starts like it's like $5,000 or something.
Yeah, just fucking hoof it if you can.
It's something nice like that, something crazy. But anyway, just like I was actually awesome, I was genuinely moved by it. I'm like, wow, it's fucking so cool to be able to and to turn that money to over
dude,
to them. That's fucking sweet, man. That's awesome.
It shows you how great of listeners we got, and it shows you, you know, that's kind of one of the cool things about social media is now you can have people that want to like wish you a happy birthday or care about you, they can actually give to a cause that does some real good.
It's awesome. Yeah, the Facebook
and
campers page.
Help out some families that need it.
The Discord, Aaron and the Discord and all of them, like, it's fucking awesome, man. They're great.
And I want to let you guys know, I know we have 6 months till my birthday, but let's get ready for Rifles for White Boys. I want to get high-powered rifles into the hands of mentally ill white men that can, you know, just kind of thin out the tribe a little bit. Just thin out the herd.
Mine is called Clean Heroin for the Hood. I want the guarantee of local testing to make sure there's no fentanyl involved, and you're getting pure brown.
Yeah, I want you guys to donate to the Copper Project, and what that is it's putting more lead into the water in Flint, Michigan.
The Copper Project.
So if you guys are cool with that.
Ooh, buddy, saw another wild cop situation today outside. Not involved.
Well, we have a cop video that a camper shared. Christine, do you still have that, or do you want me to go find the video that the camper tweeted at us and said, yes?
You want to show that first, or you want me to tell you what happened?
Why don't you tell the story, and then we'll get you, you know, we'll get you goosed up. This is the oral. You tell us the story.
Well, this one, and then we'll move into this one is the problem. This one tells more of the problem happening. I tell you, me and Christine watched basically a gang beating by cops on a drunk black guy. About a week ago.
No, you didn't. Didn't tell that story on here. No, you did
really?
Not. Black Lou is shaking his head angrily because you know, as our Black King, you have to go to him for an apology when you see something like that and don't help.
Oh, I'll be happy to tell it. It was me and Christine were walking to Rite Aid, which goes past the police station. And there was like, I don't know if it was change of shift or whatever, but there was like 20 easily cops outside, plain clothes and uniformed. And they're out there, and there's a guy, I'm guessing African, black dude. He was definitely far, you know, he had an accent, but he was hammered, standing outside the back open back door of a cab, right in front of the police station, and he's saying a bunch of like drunken shit and like pointing at them and talking, definitely talking shit. I don't know what
to the cops or to the cab driver.
To the cops.
Okay.
So much so to the cop. Now, my guess is it looked like this cab driver was probably having a problem with this dude in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take worst case scenario and all, because it doesn't matter when it comes down to it. It really doesn't, because what happened. This guy was outside the car. Let's say, for instance, he's got out of the car, and I feel like the cab driver brought him there because it seemed like, why else would that be the case of what's happening there?
Yeah, but that's also an interaction that you're guessing a lot on that could not be, where he could be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop you in front of the fucking police station, buddy. He's like, I would love if you do that. Please do that for me. And he's like, I am, bro. I'm going to drop you right in the fucking front, and then you can fucking have fun. He's like, I will kill your whole family. I do not like you. And he's like, oh, yeah, bro. Well, guess what? We're going to fucking write the Cop Central. I don't even know why I'm doing that. Buddy, I'll take you right to the cop center. And he goes, fuck you. There's a lot of that.
Dude, maybe this guy was lost without a plan and asking the cops for help. It just, when you hear what happens, it was definitely something like threateny or shit-talky.
Okay.
It definitely was, because his reaction is over the top and completely unwarranted. I'm not supporting the cops' decisions here at all. There's so many of them out there. They're all laughing. Christine, back this up. They were laughing at what he was saying at one point. Like laughing.
They were like goofing around. Like, it seemed like the guy was a little drunk and stumbling, but the cops were, and it was like 20 cops standing outside.
And it was more like that version of like, they had that more of like, they're like, ha, ha, oh, are you, buddy? Are you really, buddy? Like, it was like that.
It was jovial. We're like, oh, they're fucking around.
Not jovial, I didn't read jovial as much as I did, like, they're laughing at him because of what an how ridiculous he's being, right?
Because
he's hammered. He's obliterated, for sure. That we know. He's obliterated. Eventually, the cops go over, and they close the back door of the cab. He's still outside of it, and they kind of told the cab to leave, so the cab drives off. At that point, dude, I mean, like, a pile of, like, six of them, cops, uniformed, like, shoulder to shoulder, chest to back, are like go, and one just go, you know, the cars are parked diagonal on my block.
Yeah.
So towards one of the sides of a car, he gets like in the black dude's face, man, and the cop goes, he goes, get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. You hear me? Get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. Like a street gang thing.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. Nope. No. Hill Street Blues. Turn that music off, Lou. It's too serious what I'm saying. That's hilarious. He goes, get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. He goes, get out of here, motherfucker. You hear me, motherfucker? And then shoves him hard into a car.
Yeah.
In one of the police cars. And then turn him towards the street. And still calling a motherfucker in his face, and I mean push him, where his feet both go up in the air. He's ragdolled on the ground. He falls in a bag of bones on the ground, and I'm looking. I'm like, do I start filming? I live on this block though, you know. I'm like, do I start filming? And I the cops then start doing like random ones, just start looking at me and Christine with that thing of like, you gonna film this motherfucker? Like it was so hostile.
We're hiding behind a tree.
Yeah, man. They. I don't know if anybody filmed it, but like,
shit gets crazy like that, and they start looking around, and you were just walking to Rite Aid. You're like, hi.
Oh yeah,
hi. Fuck. Oh shit. Like when shit pops off, and you're just like, that. I'm just a civilian. I'm not in this in any way.
Buddy, it was jarring. It was jarring.
And then did they kick the shit out of him when he was on the ground?
No. They went and they picked him up, and they kind of like, you know, like put him on the hood of the car and then like cuffed him. And then there was like, when we came back, there was an ambulance there, but I don't know, man, the whole thing was fucking wild. It was wild, but the guy was disoriented like from booze before. So it's like, but I mean, like, again, the point is just being like the cursing in his face and the shove. It's like the guy's completely defenseless, and they were telling him to get out of here with that aggression too. So it wasn't even like, and again, in my mind, I'm almost like, if the guy's making threats outside the thing, like, drunk tank him or arrest, I don't know. Like, what is this, like, yo, motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. It was so crazy.
That's like, that's the one trait that I'm not saying all cops have them, but some cops definitely have that, like, fucking, fuck you.
Fucking,
you're like, yeah, and you're like, nah, man, you can't, you don't get to wear the badge and do that, because then you're just a fucking paid bully.
That's a hard... When Paperman called, said I thought I was a fucking asshole, and then he lied and said he didn't say it was crazy.
It's just like, anyway, kind of like, you got to have a certain... I mean, I'm sure they're, you know, I know their job is fucking crazy difficult, but there's like, there are guys that are just there.
Of course it is.
It reminds me of guys that, you know, in the gym, like when you start going to a gym and there's guys that are too serious and they're like a little aggressive with how serious they are in the gym, where there's like, hey, are you using this equipment? And you're like, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that bad? And they're like, just fucking re-rack it. Oh God, I got a little spaghetti top fucking tank top on.
Iron is life.
All I do is fucking, I eat iron breakfasts, and then I refuel my protein. But
it's the guy that would have that shirt that I wanted to order when I was younger, which is like, Jesus is just like a bodybuilder, and he's like ripping, he's like breaking the cross.
Every job has him. Yeah. Comedians have it. Like, there's comics that are like too serious. You know what I mean? Where you're like, all right, calm down, guy. Don't be a fucking dick about it.
It's the same, a comic that talking about the artistry and the blah, blah, blah. Oh, comedy gets on my nerves too.
So let me just say, I don't know how the fans feel, but I'm a comic and I'm sick of comics talking about comedy.
Yeah, me too.
Fucking sick of it. It is.
And every TV show being pitched
Jesus
about a comic.
Jesus Christ, it's not martial arts. It's being silly. It's a bunch of silly boys.
Every show is about like, the hardships and the struggle of the comedians. Like, dude,
let me tell you guys right now. let me de-pants anyone that fucking goes on there. And I might have been guilty of it in my past, sucking my own dick about doing comedy. But let me tell you from the bottom of my heart, you know what 2020 has taught me? That as comedians, we are non-essential and that we are very lucky to do this job of being silly boys. So anytime you see someone waxing poetic about stand-up, know that they're just a silly boy.
But let me tell you how much I respect in what we do and get to do. And it, again, it was a process, and it was.
I loved the process. I love the process.
No, me too. But I'm saying I love the process. But I'm saying like there's financial struggle times, and there's blah blah blah, and a lot of disappointment also. So I'm not saying there's not like any other field heartbreak.
Opening a Lens Crafters. You're opening a Lens Crafters. You got to go through all that shit.
100%. But I'm saying like there's like. It's not a common road taken. There's a lot of things, like I said, like we're going to buy houses in our lives way after many of our friends have already, and all this kind of, not even comics.
Would rather listen to podcasts about people who start small businesses and their struggles than
oh
I
my
would
Lord.
If I hear one more podcast about a comedian tell me that the road is hard when we're in the age of fucking MacBooks and bringing your video games. I bring my PlayStation 4 with me everywhere, and weed is mostly legal.
Traveling,
the road is awesome.
Traveling for hours on an airplane is my hatred of the business.
The only bad part of the road is because I'm a hypochondriac and I think of deep vein thrombosis a lot. I think about dying like heavy D on an airplane, and that's is blood clot to my fucking brain or heart.
I take Pinebark extract for that, so it's my blood.
Damn, dude, you have all the essential oils and vitamins.
Pine bark.
Christine's
extract.
Got you all wickened up, so you have the fucking.
That was actually a Carla suggestion, weirdly enough. The pine bark extract. Really? That was out of left field. Yeah.
Pine bark extract.
Well, she's allergic to aspirin.
Mom knows holistic stuff too.
Mm.
It is that, but it was also just primarily because she just knew that, I think, because I was going to do baby aspirin every day.
Sure.
And she was like, there's a natural thing of that.
Dude, I was going to do baby aspirin every day. Should I do tree bark? You got a good tree bark guy?
I got a good, pine bark extract guy, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
If you got a link? You got a link I can cop off you?
It's good stuff.
I might just go to the park and fucking start stabbing some aspens. See what I get out of it.
It manages your, damn, there's an outside shot tonight. I'm getting Taco Bell. I don't know why I thought of it just now, but.
Why did you say that? Why do you put dirty things out there? Because I'll tell you.
Can I tell you why? When I thought about it earlier, I was like, Dan's the only person that would allow it.
I would definitely allow it. I'll not only that, I'm going to call your hand. I'm going to call your hand and say, I'll order a fucking McRib tonight.
Yeah. All right. Now we have to make new videos.
Shut up, Christine. Get out of here with your fucking tree oils and incense.
Do we have to make new videos tonight of us enjoying our fucking grotesque meals?
Dude, I don't know, man. Do I get a McRib? Should I get a McRib?
Christine's turning her eating all around next week. She said last week, and then this next week then.
It'll tomorrow, just
keep moving it on. Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, I've been doing.
I have to undo my damage.
I try, like, I have a good Monday, and then just fall down the stairs the rest of the week until on Sunday. I'm like, all right, tomorrow though. Tomorrow.
We had a good Monday. We had a good Monday too. Our Tuesday was questionable, and our Wednesday is probably going to be Taco Bell. Well, let me tell you this other thing with the cops. Let me say the flip side of this, because I do get a lot of shit from people who are very pro police and maybe police officers themselves that are kind of like, dude, you give the cops your heart. They say what happens to me outside here, they put on me somehow, which like, and interestingly enough, when I tell you the story of today, I'm like, I don't do that. I don't do what happens with this thing here. There was a dude, hipster kid, so I already hated him, walking his dog in the street. He was in the street though.
He was a hipster boy. I said, see you later, boy. What kind of dog are we talking?
A friendly one, not like a scary one at all.
Okay. Yeah. So,
like a Myrtle type dog.
Shit. Myrtle, yeah. the friendliest.
So, dog was not an issue at all. He was walking the dog in the street. Now, when I come into this, there's a cop, like one of the cop trucks driving behind them, and they're walking in the middle of the street. I don't know if they tried to signal them hidden first or say anything first, but by the time I was aware of what was happening, they were already on that speaker thing in the car.
Hell yeah.
And they're like, and this is when I started taking my headphones off. So I don't know what they were even saying, but it was just like, it was basically some version of get out of the way. And the guy was just doing like the, all right, dudes, is that serious? Like, I'm walking my dog, man. Is it this? And he just like, you could tell it was a hipster kid that couldn't wait to give a cop some shit for something like that. There was no,
because he
could have just walked onto the side. I would have just walked onto the sidewalk and been like, yeah, whatever, man. But either way, he just kept jawing with them. And then the cops got out of their car and they take him over to give him a ticket, basically. He starts shoving a camera in their face right away. People across the street, everyone starts yelling at the cops. This is what they are dealing with, though. They just start yelling at them. Now, here's the thing. At the end of the day, both of them, it's like, you're all being cunts, dude. Like, cops, when he left the street, jawing his dumb shit. Like, that's where I'm like, you can't do this as a cop, but I would rather you just pull back and go, it's like, you know, I don't even care if it was some, like, fucking beat it, you dog-walking queef. You know what I mean? Like, like, fuck off, dude. Like, move out of the street when I tell you to move out of the street. And then drive away. Whatever, if you don't care about that, you know what I mean? Or the getting out of the car and doing like the whole ticket thing, it's like it's a pissing contest, but the people on the street pour out so much to this little white junkie lady. She was the best because the whole time she was screaming at the cops and standing next to the kid. The kid's knuckle pounding her at one point. He's how dumb this kid is. Jeez. He's knuckle pounding her and she's going like, she goes, I saw it. Ah, testify. I was right here for, and even the it's just so fucking lame, dude. But people from across the street coming over to me, and it was people screaming, this is why motherfuckers get shot. It's my point being, like, they weren't shooting this kid. It was broad daylight on the corner of this fucking thing. They certainly weren't shooting him. And for what happened, they were going to give him a fucking ticket. I guess if he fought back, we would have seen what would have happened. But, like, the situation wasn't that. It was pissing, but the people just screaming from all corners. And I know we're going to get a thesis from somebody going, like, a lot of these things start off as something. And okay, I'm just saying where we were. Like, in the relation of what was happening that moment, no one was getting shot, for sure.
I bet those cops didn't know they were going to get blogged about. They probably got scorched.
Buddy, they definitely got blogged about. But, I mean, they ended up giving a ticket, and the guy walked off, and everybody sort of dispersed. But there was, meetings
on the
corner.
What's your name? He goes, my name is Autumn McCord. My father actually sells oil to mercenary groups.
But I was staring at it, and everybody who came to talk to me about it, like, they'd go, what's going on? I was like, everyone's being a cunt. That's what was happening. I'm like, everyone's going to go,
the dog.
This hipster kid's a jag-off. The dog was adorable. The hipster kid's a jag-off. These cops are fucking, like, making sure they're, like, flexing their it's like, just fucking fuck off, everybody.
You know what's funny, though, is, like, hipsters and cops being similar is funny to think about them just, like, they're the same guy,
God,
just on
they
different
are.
Sides. They're like, dude, you're a hipster for the law. You just love the law so much.
It's like nice blues. They always go, was people who were bullies in school become cops? But I also bet it's a lot of people who were bullied in school go into that just as much. That makes much more even sense to me. Because the mentality I've noticed, and I only say that because what I've noticed on, I mean, the people, I mean, like, you know, I'm not even going to fucking say his name to give him the shit, but the guy that went after Shane and me and you and everybody.
Yeah, Birdman.
And love you, the Birdman.
Bird boy. I'm talking about the Sex Pest.
Yeah,
he's a fucking
bird boy.
He's a nerd, dork, who we did not bother in any way. In fact, found out we were both very nice to him in an interview.
We both had pleasant experiences with him back in 2015.
I didn't remember it, but I was like,
me neither.
Okay. Like, I'm like, but okay, like, great. But it's a nerd fucking dork. And then he found out in this thing, he goes, oh, I can fuck people's shit up. Mm-hmm. I can hurt people's bottom line, and I can do things. But they become bullies. Like, those, the people who are the biggest mean fucking people on the internet are all dorks, man. All 100% dweebs. I don't think
they found the thing, but. Yeah, but you find the equalizer. Everyone does that when they grow up. Like, they'll do it to a certain extent. Everyone does it. Where they, like, kind of, their adult life is a reaction to their teenage life. That's why you see people who did so well in high school, they don't know how to comprehend eating shit in their 20s. They're just I was the fucking coolest guy in the world. It's like, well, you ain't at that school anymore, and no one gives a fuck. And he's like, well, fuck, how do I do that? And oppositely, you see people that were looked over, not respected, pushed around. They get to their 20s, and then they go find these identities where they can do that to people.
I'm likely to take more shots in an audience. I take more shots that are a little more like a little harsher maybe to a super handsome guy or a super muscular guy, because in my thing, it's like, that's, you can direct that to that. No one's going to get shitty, including the guy himself. You know what I mean? If you know how to finesse that, I mean, sure. And I try to build up the fucking like uncomfortables and the dweebs. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I try to build them up. And I'm saying, and funny, up,
but building up like socially awkward people feels really good.
But I'm saying, so but it's also it's all in funny and dirty and the way I do it. I'm just saying, my point is like, I'm not a bully. So it's like I've bullied in my life, and it was that I told you yesterday how that went. But
but CJ, I mean, like, but, for me, the craft is about. It's so hard. It's just so hard when I'm out there struggling, and you have to contain your energy. No, but you're absolutely right. It's people reacting to a way of like that hipster's being shitty because he was probably bullied in high school, and that cop is being shitty because he was bullied in high school, and then you just have a whole block of people looking at you.
Right, and that's what I mean. It is funny. Like I always thought of, like, you know, and heard the thing of the, you know, the obvious, the fucking bullies become cops. But I probably more so even like the bullied going into a position where it's like, where the position now is like, it's not service to people, man. It's really just like that kid with the dog didn't bother anybody except them, and he's now got to pay a fine
dead.
For something.
He's now
like,
dead. That cop put 16 in him.
Just so you know, that guy. Remember his name, Jake Lawrence.
Yeah.
Do you know the guy? The going on your point, the guy who founded, you know, 8chan.
Yeah.
No.
He's like a 3 foot.
Is it a Reddit thing? Isn't that like Reddit and stuff like that?
No, this was on a Vice. You got what? They interviewed the guy on Vice. He's like 3 foot. Horribly a disfigured guy who's been in a wheelchair basically his whole life. He had no life, so he just unleashed, I guess.
But fill me in what's 8chan. Fill me in what 8chan is. Dan?
It's I think a discussion site, like discussion boards.
Okay, that's what like I said. Reddit. So it's like a Reddit.
I thought it was like an alt-right Reddit.
Yeah, they put out a lot of, it's just complete nonsense information. Like,
Oh, okay. So here it is on Wired, the article, The Weird Dark History of 8chan. Do you remember when we were at Monday Night Raw and that guy was like, you guys need to get on 8chan? And we were like, nah,
is that
man,
what he said?
Good. Do you remember that? He goes, do you guys go on Reddit? And they're like, he goes, because he recognized you. He goes, are you Big Jay Oakerson? He goes, do you go on Reddit? And Jay goes, nah. He goes, you should get on 4chan and 8chan, dude. It's what's up. And we're kind of like,
I'm good.
No, they go for the
know
big,
about that, buddy.
They go for the big stuff, like, you know, Anne Frank.
That's him?
Yeah, that's the founder of one. That's the founder.
Isn't 8chan where QAnon started?
I think so. Like,
yeah,
a lot
that's
of
where I've heard
the horseshit started there, and this is
dude,
the founder.
That guy created QAnon or like 8chan. That is,
he did.
But wait a second, he's like Mr. Glass. If you go up the page, it goes by his own tally. He suffered because of the problems he has.
Because of a genetic disorder.
A brittle bone disease. So he has suffered dozens of broken bones. He's Mr. Glass, and Mr. Glass becomes a villain. So this guy made a villain website.
I send you the link to this. It's a Vice interview. You've got to watch it.
Okay.
About
okay.
how he started all this. It's incredible.
Well, first things first, no one fucks with the big dog.
Yeah, I eat first. Everyone look out. Also, nothing that can obstruct my chair in the room. That'll really stop me from getting to my Evo.
You just got 8chan'd.
It just you just got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8chan.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8chan.
But what you were saying is, yeah, it all comes back to the point of like that guy probably just spent his whole life steaming mad, and then like found this outlet where he's like, oh, I can just put all this shit.
Dude, why I was born to be a comic is I would be mortified and stick up for this kid in school. Like, he's the person I would stick up for, like, hardcore if people were fucking with him. It's like, yo.
Dude, I'd wear him in a baby Bjorn if he needed me to.
But you know what I'm saying? I would stick up for hardcore.
I would have been his master blaster.
But, dude, when we were away from that kid, I would have the beasts of the jokes. Do you know what I mean? Like, but you don't fucking say it to him, goddammit. You don't fucking make fun of him. Like, you don't crush his fucking world with it.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know he's in your phone as crouton. You don't need to tell him that.
I call him Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, dude, you don't gotta let him know that Tater Tot is your phone name for him.
Fucking Raggedy Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, Raggedy Andy.
Hey, Quado. I know it's the second day in a row I've used a Quado reference, but it's just
okay.
Too appropriate.
It's okay. But,
I saw Total Recall this past weekend. It's
like Krang.
Such a good movie.
He's Krang.
Krang is better. Much better.
But he's, you know, so the fact that it's like, it is really, these people like this, like they do get bullied. I mean, that documentary,
fuck yeah, they
man,
do.
That was worth the Fish Lips kid. They just kept calling him Fish Lips. And I mean, how he was bullied was so like, this kid is terrified of everybody. Why would you actually hit him? Like, it's crazy.
Man. Yeah, that was always a thing where in school, I always felt super bad for the kids that got bullied. What was weird is one time, I won't say who the comic is, but when I moved to New York, there was a comic that was getting bullied at the open mics, and I liked him, and we had a couple
bullied?
Yeah, man, he was just kind of like, people were real shitty. He was a weird dude. He's a weird dude, and he's not anymore, but at the time, he was a little off-putting with how weird he was, and I kind of saw that. It was actually at the Creek. It was like one of the first times we hung out, and...
Is this Christine's old flame and love interest, John
O'Donnell?
No, it's
not. No. But it was weird because he was so funny and like so sharp, but you kind of saw people just be fucking shitty to him because he was weird and he was like off-putting, and people
that happened
like,
a little bit to Christine's former lover John F. O'Donnell.
Yeah, I mean, I was friends with J-Fod.
I was friendly with John too. I just wanted to get out former lover. I should have said
former lover. If I would have said in the ether lately,
if I would have said former lover on the first time, then I wouldn't have brought it back. So,
okay.
Point was me. I just wanted to knock out former lover, made me laugh.
Yeah, you're Trist. You remember that hot central Trist you had?
Weird sex.
Goddamn right.
But that dude, I befriended, and we're still friends to this day. I fucking love him. But it was weird because there was a period where he got out of his awkwardness and started being shitty to people. He started bullying people a little bit.
I know exactly who it is, buddy.
I know who it is. I texted you about
were you really texting? Texting, I'll see if
I know.
Christine just texted me, but I think that's the reads. I'm interested to see if you guys... I don't know. I don't want to be that obvious with it.
It's
yeah.
Obvious to
yeah. Yeah. That was...
Wait, my text?
Your text is... Christine, you nailed it.
You nailed it? Okay. I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew that's who it was as soon as you said it, because I heard that similar. I didn't know they were bullied, but
there was a time where like I remember telling him like, yo man, I had zero money, but I was like, Vic, my old roommate Vic and I put together enough money to get a UFC pay-per-view, and I was like, you want to come over and watch a UFC pay-per-view? And Vic, who I love, is like, that dude's like my brother, but he, you know, he's kind of like a little, he's into like comic books and stuff like that, and his personality sometimes can be off-putting to certain people. Uh-huh. And it was weird to bring who I'm talking about over to my apartment, and Vic was like, who's this fucking dork? And you're like, all right, hold on. He's a good dude. Chill out. I like him.
But yeah, that's but that is the truth. Yeah, and like you said, as soon as there's a little like shift.
Dude, I saw it happen.
They tend to not go rage for anti-bully stuff. It's like, it starts off as that, and then when the anti-bully stuff, when you start going like, hey, anti-bullies, let's go gather up and knock this person off their fucking pedestal. Goes, yeah. Well, that's bullying.
You guys are doing it, but you're doing it.
I went through a pretty good bitchy phase in middle school after I spent elementary school being bullied.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, that was my, you know, I was like, you say I'm a bitch like it's a bad thing.
Oh, bad Christine.
But, you know, congratulations. This is like 13.
you went from fat nerd to fat bully.
Just a fat bitch. That's where it comes from. My fat girls get bullied and then they become bitchy.
Yeah. And then they lose weight and they get super slutty. That's how you bake a good old fashioned.
No, I'm telling you, all it is.
Fat girls are slutty too.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I said. They lose weight and then they go fucking hard in the paint.
No, but here's what it is, dude. I'm telling you the one main ingredient problem that makes a fat girl turn into a bitchy, shitty chick.
Which is what?
Handsome, well-hung, in-shape black men have caused that problem. Because they do oftentimes get a chance to fuck somebody that is technically, physically out of their league and way beyond their thing, because black guys, for some reason, want to grab onto a hunk of lady. And, yeah. and I mean, at all, the most three times a day at the gym guy will dive in there on a 400 pounder on the right situation.
Yeah, dude, black guy's rubbing his hands.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if it was like, if I didn't know it was two hot chicks novelty to fuck fat guys and they were just throwing it at you, you're like, great. Do you know what I mean? These black guys aren't going up and goes, man, I like fucking gross pigs. Get over here. It's like, they go like, oh, ma, with all the titty and ass. It's just like, all right, have at it, bub.
You're right. And then these girls are like, I knew it. I knew I was right.
Dude, you're catching big, huge. Child. You sure could. if you got, it's not like I slurred on that. You sure could. But yeah, they've created, so now that's the whole thing, dude. Like, I don't know if I'd be as nebbishy with chicks or nervous or whatever like that in my life if it was coming at me. You know what I mean? Like, if hot chicks, if I looked exactly how I looked and it was just the thing that I liked was very, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Was if I was like the fetish of like smoking hot chicks, I'd be like, hell yeah. Fuck yeah, the world. Dude. I'm going to be so mean to hot chicks who don't want to fuck me because I know there are ones that definitely will.
I think that's the turnaround we had on Roman and Sierra, where we realized it's like, oh, this dude's just living the fucking experience that
he's
all want.
He's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous. And women are like, take it all. And he's like, yeah, I guess. All right, cool.
In your mind, you're like, what could Sierra Sky do if she's having sex with me regularly? What could she do in the downtime that would ever make me go, it's like, I gotta get out of the fucking room from listening to this chick. But he does, and so would you, but in your head you picture you wouldn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, well, like every moment that we had to take a picture together, it would be one moment that I was upset that I couldn't, like, you know, suck her toes or something. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It would be so worshipy, but you do get over that thing of it at some point.
Like, oh, you're just like, how many pictures do we got to take? All right.
For him. No, for him. I'm saying for him. Do you know what I mean? Like, but you eventually, I'm saying, even if you wouldn't react on your anger or annoyance in the moment, like, you'd still feel it.
Yeah.
You'd get what their annoying shit is, but you'd be like, but when you're gorgeous also, like, Roman could definitely, he's probably giving her, goes, look, you have to make some changes, or I think this relationship's really coming to an end. I bet she would even be like, well, what is it I have to, you know what I mean? Like, she would, like, they have equal footing.
You need to stop calling Oregon, Oregon.
Well,
he's
got this problem with you.
But he's got to be like, I mean,
and
he's got to be like,
not Illinois, you fucking hot idiot.
He's two phone calls. He's that guy's two phone calls from fucking an equally, comparably hot chick.
Man, that, what a draft day phone call those girls get. A single Roman fucking calling them up. Their family's around them. They got a hat on. They're like, I would love to suck your dick. I would, yes, I would absolutely. I'll yes. come over right now. That's it with his first pick. Victoria, the former bottle service girl, is going to go to Roman's house in a deal that sends Sierra Sky to an NBA player's house.
Should we take our first? I'm sorry, Jacob. Go, Jacob. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, when you watch a video of Sierra's, when they're just like one of her, come and hang with us for a day, he's sure. always hanging with his bros while she's off doing her thing.
Yeah.
Bombers.
Yeah, they have a good independence.
Awesome. He doesn't give a shit.
Here's the difference. He doesn't want to do her dumb thing she's doing. He wants to be with his bros. Yeah. The thing is, all of us would be next to her and being like, this guy's just being crazy over there. I'm going to hang over here with you.
Yeah.
Okay, I can pick the tallest apples. She'd be like, what? I'd be like, I would love to pick the apple for you.
She goes, no, actually, I kind of like apple picking by myself. Are you sure, babe? Because, like, I'll help.
I can hold the basket.
You want me to hold the basket?
You want me to... Oh, you dig?
Yeah.
They're always having such a bro laugh in the background.
They're always having a bro. I love it. Just a bro chuckle.
Yeah, they're just showing each other. They're showing each other pictures of their hot girlfriends' gashes to each other, just having a blast. Could you tell which one was which if you couldn't see their faces?
He goes,
it's lit.
I've already shot a Patron, bro. Everyone you guess wrong, you do a shot of expensive tequila. This is tequila.
We've got bottles upon bottles of it. Don't worry.
All I want to wear is an open button-down shirt and drink light liquor and laugh a lot. You know, who doesn't want that?
Dan, you're saying it. It's bumming me out.
Very low body fat. I want to be ripped.
It's actually bumming me out as you say it. It's bumming me out. I'm just like, damn, dude, I do want to do that.
No, nah, dude, I'm at right where I want to be. I'm in sweats on sweats with some fucking shoe cam.
And shoe cam.
Oh, look at the feng shui.
Yeah, I'm ripping bowls, and I'm about to sell these motherfuckers on some candy.
And for newer listeners, by the way, Roman Palumbo and Sierra Sky, look them up. We can't.
Friends of the show, the two hottest people in the world.
They're an unreal, gorgeous couple, and we've spoken.
You know what's weird is we do reference. Yeah, Roman's an awesome dude. He called into the show, and I'm a fan of Roman. I'm a fan of Roman for life.
He gets it. I like that he gets it.
I forget that people. I always assume it's just the same seven people listening to us. So it's like when people are like, people haven't heard that show. I'm like, oh man, no one knows about the Roman. That was the introduction of Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go. That's right. Shane brought it to
us. He gave them to us.
Dude, Shane was, we were in the green room on the road, and Shane's like, have you ever seen Sierra Sky? And I was like, I don't even know who that is. And he showed it to me, and he's like, he did that Shane face. He's like, right? He's like,
huh? They are friends of the show. If you hit him up, you follow him. Let him know that the bonfire sent you. We should take our first break.
Let's do it.
Because, oh, my Lord.
Oh. God.
We should take our first. Oh my God, Christine, I'm going to come punch you in the face on commercial break. Keep showing these Sierra Sky pictures. You want me to hit you? You want a fresh one? You want one of the chops?
No.
Do you guys? Do you think she likes Reese's Pieces in Talenti?
No. No, dude, I don't think she does.
Damn. Do you think she eats a lot of Uncrustables?
I'll tell you what I think she likes: long, pink, thin wiener with a bulbous head.
Weird.
I don't know why.
Weird call. Yeah. It's a weird call.
Yeah, it is.
But I think, yeah, it is. Weird. Let's weird, take our right. break. Let's sure take our break.
When we come back, will you show me the cop video?
Yeah, cop up video.
Cop up video. You want to do the first read?
I go, this cop got fired the next day. Bloop. This woman had 2 grams of heroin on her.
You want to go with our rhythm? Where you do 2 in the first, I do 2 in the second.
Done.
Yay. We'll be right back. It's the bonfire.
Yesterday. And I was on his podcast, The 500, breaking down Synchronicity 2. And a lot of dark lyrics out of Sting. The guy.
Oh, dude, they're all. Yeah, I mean, like, their biggest hit ever is, you know, a stalking song.
Yeah.
So, and then he's going to kill himself if he can't have you. He's. I guess Trudy Styler's terrified.
Yeah, dude. She's like, I can't leave him. She goes, listen, honestly, if you ask me, I just want to fuck for like 3 minutes and go back to watching TV. This guy wants to do it for a fucking goddamn 3 hours.
Do they have kids together? I bet they look like fucking like elf, like elfins or something. They must look like elves. Yeah. Like they're so like, the two of them are so bizarre looking. In like attractive ways, sort of. Very odd.
How is the sex going?
I'm sure it's going very long. It's tantric, all of it. They hold back their cums. It's the bonfire. Comedy Central Radio Series XM 95. We don't hold back our cums here. We let it fly. We spray them ropes.
Let it go. Let it go.
We let it fly. You all right, Dan?
The guy can really pop.
Are you looking us up? What are you looking at? It's so intent.
I figured out how to move my fucking face out my way.
Oh, off the screen.
Yeah.
Where it goes down the little corner?
Yeah, and then I put a fucking card in front of it, so now I can just see you guys, and now I'm comfortable.
Oh, I like having myself in the little square, but I can't ever be good. A big square on the screen. You're good. It's police day so far on the bonfire.
Yeah, we have a video. Before the break, you talked about, you know, you running into it with your neighborhood police, which I think we're working our way towards a pretty healthy rivalry with you in the ninth precinct.
The newest things I've told you had nothing to do with me. They were just things I observed, and I didn't
get treated. Now you're just building up a good heel, dude. Now you're building up your story where you are the hero.
You see that I was right the whole time. I could have stopped them at the small level with me until they had been going on and... murdering a boy for walking his dog in the street.
Oh, I can't wait for the Netflix documentary about how corrupt the Ninth Precinct was, and one comedian took it all down.
One comedian took it all down.
It's gonna be called Blue. It's gonna be called Blue Humor. The story of how Jay Oakerson took down the Ninth Precinct of the NYPD during the crazy year of 2020.
And the picture on the cover is just me with a mic stand wrapped in barbed wire.
Oh, or in caution tape.
You're so cool.
Drink it up. Drink it up.
Rock and roll comic.
Bad boy.
So this comes. This got tweeted at us by Norcal Thumper, I believe is their name. Thumper Norcal, and they tweeted this video. They said this female cop could take Jay. Haven't watched the video. I want to watch it with you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Because the theory, I guess you would call it, is that no female police officer can take down Big J, can get him in cuffs.
Individually? Not a chance.
Individually, one-on-one.
Not a chance in the world.
There's not a female police officer. Now, your birthday is coming up, and we found out, you know, you're on the fucking gray side. How long do you think you got until a young, spry police officer wraps you up?
Oh, man. Who knows? Yeah, you're right. I'm 40. I'm going to be 43.
You're gonna be 43.
How many years? I'm going to be yelling at them as an old man in a wheelchair going like, you son of a bitch, now you come for me when I'm an old man.
You waited until I was 72. Oh, yeah.
I hope I don't talk like that at 72.
You go, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm 89.
Thank you.
That's do you have 89. A bush?
How big's your beaver?
Yeah, what's your beef look like? Do you have droopy lips?
I like a bush.
They're like, oh, Mr. Oakerson, people don't have pubic hair anymore. And you go, why? Why?
He goes, I like a nice piece of fish at 5 p.m. And I like hairy pussy. Yeah, you heard it. You heard it.
I don't know what's going on. Apparently now Canadians have the biggest penis.
Everything's changed.
Yeah, the Irish are known for having big penises.
These black fellas have the biggest dicks. And they go, it's not a thing anymore, you old man.
You old racist. What is it? Who does?
They figured out how to make Asians have the biggest dicks. Now he goes, maybe it's... Christine, maybe it's time to hang it up.
Put me down.
Don't talk, silly.
Put me down, woman.
Put me down. I'm bombing. I'm dying up there.
Christine, I want your young lover to murder me.
Hey, Asian,
tell Rodrigo to kill me.
Hey, Chinaman up here in the front. What, are you going to go play the violin? Goes, no, Asian. Gotta go play the violin. He goes, no Asians play violin anymore, man. What? No.
Meanwhile, I'm just trapped in a voice like Pablo Francisco.
I'm gonna become Barry Sobel. And so I'm going, fine. Black guys don't have big dicks. Okay, good. Jews love paying for the bill. Fine, okay.
They go, should we get Dan Soder off stage? I go, yeah. You think this is a bad neighborhood? Dan? They go, Dan, what are you talking about? I go, I don't know where I am.
You start guys like going to a Roddy Dangerfield over and over again.
But it's bad because I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They go, boo. No one knows who that is.
I think he's doing. I think it's Rodney Dangerfield. It's like a loose Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm having a stroke.
You guys get the new Madden yet?
Oh, what's up with Xbox titty fucking? Shut it down.
Turn his mic off. Turn his goddamn mic off.
Turn his mic off. Where's Myrtle 7? Myrtle 7.
You've been here all through my 80s.
Yeah, Myrtle 7. I love you, genetically modified dog.
Christine, go ahead, yes, play this video so I can tell you about this chick who I'd also thump up. She leaves that gun at home.
Speaking of thumpers, take it out on this lady.
Speaking of thumper NorCal.
This is in New Mexico. This is
police officer was ambushed as she
This is Breaking Bad country.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're in the thick of Breaking Bad, so you're going to love New Mexico lore.
Dude,
this
love
is coming to New us Mexico from KRQE in Laguna, New Mexico.
I'm loving doing that to people. And I goes, guys, you ever hear Breaking Bad? I'm like, in season three. It's fantastic. And my fact that anyone at any time goes, dude, you didn't know. I'm like, no, I knew it was it. I just didn't watch it before.
One of my favorite old Jim Gaffigan jokes, I think it's from his Comedy Central Presents, is when he goes, do you ever watch a movie late and try to talk to your friends about it? He goes, I watched Heat. And they go, yeah, that came out in 96. He goes, I want to talk about it now. I fucking love that joke.
Me and Ari, it was such a funny, like, old Jewish guy pissing contest outside the olive tree one night.
Yeah.
Me and Ari were talking about, Ari is aware of the Dahlia DiPolito story.
Yes.
And I was telling the thing, I was talking to him about it, and Attell goes, he's like, what are you guys talking about? I go, Dahlia DiPolito, like the Black Dahlia chick who, like, paid money to have her husband killed, but it was an undercover cop. And then she went to jail. He goes, Florida, right? I was like, yeah. He goes, that's an old story. And Ari goes, all right, well, we're talking about it now. and Attell just didn't have a comeback. So it was like Attell's thing, like his grump thing he does. And Ari just grumped him right back. And they were both, and then he just started going like, yeah, that was a crazy story, right? Like Attell started talking about it with us. Like, just two old Jews butt heads in an early bird. Yeah.
Those are two rams colliding just in the field.
He goes, that's an old story. I would have just stopped talking to him about it. He goes, that's an old story. He goes, yeah, you know, I know. It's just, it came up. Like, he brought it up. Yeah, but I would have thrown, Ari just goes, yeah, we're talking about it now. Like, we're not allowed to talk about it. World War II was a long time ago. It comes up.
Yeah, people love to wax poetic about it. Put on the History Channel. Well, this video is from New Mexico, where Jay loves to think about the white family and all the things that are going on. Even though he hasn't gone to Los Hermanos yet.
I am, buddy, I'm in Los Hermanos. What are you
talking about? Los Hermanos.
Right. He just had dinner with the owner of Los Hermanos at his house. They had a nice conversation.
All right.
Jesse's trying to get a girl to do drugs who just got off drugs. They're scouting for people to sell drugs to in rehab. It's void of morals.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Bring up this bitch, I'm going to slap around.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny if this... By the way, every time we turn these on, because obviously I'm joking as much as possible about it with some air of belief and truth in it, but it is going to... Every one of these I turn on, though, really going like, is this going to be the one? Is this going to be the one that I'm going to have to just go, this girl's got me.
When we get a clip from Hawaii PD of just some fucking... Troy Polamalu looking lady just ripping up dudes, that's gonna be the hard one where I'm like,
I just think even if she hugs my arm with her whole body, I feel like I can remember when Hulk killed Loki. That's how I feel like he killed him. I feel like while you're trying to arm bar me, I'm gonna be banging you against the walls by swinging you on my arm. Maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe.
Damn,
I get wily and think I can fight Jay, and then when he just like uses his strength to resist, I'm like, oh god damn it.
Yeah, that always happens when, like, also like when men yell, you know, like women love to be like, you're yelling, and you're like, I'm not yelling, and they're like, you're yelling, and then when you actually yell, they're like, I don't like that.
Now you're screaming.
That's yelling. Like when you actually yell, you're like, did you see the vein bust out of my neck and me fucking... Dude, the first time I heard my stepdad, Nick, yell, I was like, oh, damn. This motherfucker can yell. I was like, this is scary. Dude, my mom fucking pissed him off and he was like, shut the fuck up. No, he didn't yell shut the fuck up. The first thing he yelled is he goes, stubborn! Stubborn! Like, I still joke around with my mom about that. And we were both like, dude, my mom was fucking bitching at him. And he was like, stubborn! Stubborn! This motherfucker was like 6'5", 6'6", big guy. And shut down the room, dude. Everyone was like, oh, fuck. Oh, I was like 10. I was like, oh, no, we're about to die.
I don't think my yell's scary. I have a trebly voice. I don't have a scary voice at all.
No, fuck that. I bet you. Yeah, Christine is giving a face like,
I think you yell scary. I bet Isabel and your ex, I think you yell scary.
I bet we could do a poll. I think you could probably yell terrifying.
My tone's not deep enough.
What? Yeah, it is. How do you see yourself? Do you see?
Yeah.
With a nasally, Jewish kid voice?
No, I don't think there's
a person. Daniel. That's why I hear, Dan, you always talk and you go, hey, it's the bonfire. I'm Dan Sutter. That's Big Joe. And I go, hey, man. Hey.
No, man.
What are we talking about today? You got that video?
It's like, hey, what's up? This is Big J. Oakerson. You're listening to the Bonfire. And then I talk and I go, Ooga. I like stuff. We got a video coming. I gotta play with my wrestling toys.
Zachary. I don't think, the only guy I've seen recently that can't get a good yell on was that dude on Love After Lockup. That guy has a voice where you're like, that's not intimidating at all.
Who? Which one? Sean?
Like, stop. Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
When Destiny was about to beat up his ex-wife. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, no, come on. Stop. You're going to show respect.
I've seen Jacob get heated and it's fucking, it's terrifying. Jacob can fucking yell.
Jacob's voice doesn't sound like our impression of him. That's why it's a funny impression. And Jacob Jacob throws some bass in that for sure, man.
I've seen Jacob go boss out. I've seen Joe go boss hog in the office, and it's raises your nuts.
Yeah,
get a little worried.
Like Black Lou even got a little too scared one time when I wonder about what he's done to him when we're not there. Lou, Jacob beats Black Lou.
DJ Lou was so dead in the eyes that I assume that Jacob puts out cigarettes, that he lights Lou's cigarettes and puts them out on Lou. And Lou just stares at New Jersey and goes, when this shift is over, I'll be back there and I'll be safe. I'll be with Will. Everything will be safe.
It'd be funny if Jacob went all Walter White. That's the character from Breaking Bad, guys. It'd be great if Jacob went all Walter White and started doing stuff that I know from three seasons.
But Jay, you got to sell it with, it's the show on AMC. It's about this teacher.
Yeah, it's about a teacher who gets cancer, and then there's meth. He makes meth. He's a good scientist.
I tell you about that girl I went to high school with, that her dad got sick with cancer, and they tried to Walter White it and sell meth, and then they ended up just both addicted to methamphetamines, and he went to jail, and I think
dude, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Really? That's hilarious. That's hilarious, because Christine's already said the thing out loud, jokingly, that I'm sure has been made in every household that watched the show already.
Yeah.
And she goes, you want to just like learn chemistry and make meth? And you're like, ha-ha-ha. But I'm like, I bet you there is a definite nationwide raise in people who are fighting cancer getting involved in making methamphetamines. Dude.
People who are diagnosed with terminal cancer who are immediately like, I'm going to sell methamphetamines.
Which I don't not get. For sure, if I had terminal cancer, I would try methamphetamines.
Methamphetamines.
I would make them. I'd buy them.
Arizona is to methamphetamines what the Bronx is to rap. It's just fucking where it started. It's where you got to fucking give.
They mastered it out there.
They fucking mastered methamphetamines in Arizona. And when I lived there, there's always this rumor that you could like drive down I-10 in between Tucson and Phoenix and like look out and see a meth shack on fire.
Yeah. Because out there, they have meth baristas out there.
Yeah, dude. They do artisanal meth.
There's a foam leaf on it.
You go, this one right here is called Puebla Verde. It's a methamphetamine that's going to make you clean your house. You are going to be afraid of everything.
It's got a honey mustard foam on top.
You're going to notice a nice metally finish in the smoke. That's how you know you're going to want to stay alive and break through a window to get into a drugstore for more pseudocedrin.
You light it, you fill the pipe, and then just sniff it in a little bit for a while first. Let it dance around your palate.
This methamphetamine is called Sword in the Stone, and we call it that because it's a very scab-picky meth. You're going to want to pick at your scab as much as possible.
Now, that nutty taste you have there, that's actually mustard seed.
That's dried blood from you sleeping on the floor of this meth house and chewing your own tongue.
You know, that's the white. Right, that's the white from lip corners.
Yeah. That's some old bile that was raised up in your esophagus. Christine, let's play this video of this chick that can take Jay.
Whoa! You don't take a sip after you say some shit like
that. I do take sips after I say that because I'm a silly goose.
Who, this fucking yellow, this yellow dress pig right here? I'll drop her.
She is, stop it. Stop it. She's an oracle of knowledge. She brings knowledge to the desert of New Mexico.
I'll be honest with you. I can see plenty of things that people would not be into on this chick, but I like her.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm talking about the newscaster. It's going to tell the story.
Me too. Yeah,
something about her body. I like a little centaur-y. She's
a little packet of mustard. What are you doing? Get over here, Hines.
Now, we'll see what you start talking about.
Get over here, honey mustard. What are you doing?
Hey, Frenches.
Frenches, come give me a kiss. What are you
What's your name? Jennifer Goulden?
Yeah. Jennifer Goulden. Dude, Goulden mustard rocks.
I got to see when she talks. It looks like I'm going to hate her voice and face when she says things. But besides her, that I like. But her face also could be pretty. Got to see. I'm not going to judge her on this pause screen.
It was a traffic stop turned shootout.
Now, pause it again.
When a state
pause it again.
She got news for that's unfair.
I'd want her to leave the dinner immediately.
It was a traffic stop turned shootout.
Shootout? I don't like her. No,
hold on. I'm still there with her.
No, she's fucking hot.
On I-40 when a state police officer was ambushed as she walked up to the passenger side window. It was amazing. She was only shot in the hand. Here's News 13's Jackie Kent with the frightening police video.
In the head and just turned around. Dude, she took a shot to the head and fucking turned around?
Hand.
Is it? Yeah, hand. Is this the wife from Step Brothers?
Oh, yeah, it looks like it could be.
Isn't that Derek's
wife? Stifler's
mom.
Stifler's mom. Jackie Kent looks like Stifler's mom.
Yeah, Jackie Kent looks like, you can be like, is it true you hit Derek? <It's> like, <Hey. laughs> Oh, you're all slippery.
Listen here, fellers.
Jose, this footage gives us a better idea of what led to the shooting back in September and how the officer eventually tracked down the suspect while
she was
hurt.
That's not a girl cop.
A state police officer at a traffic stop doesn't even reach the passenger window.
Damn!
Before three shots ring out from the pickup truck stopped on I-40 near Laguna.
We're gonna...
The state police officer fires back.
Dude, we're gonna tweet this out to Bonfire SXM, but that's a straight up gunfight.
Yeah.
So right, yeah, Jay.
Why is she ain't done? She ain't done yet.
I know.
So she chases them down.
His cab window. Right before this, the officer had pulled over the suspect, Robert Nelson, for tailgating a trailer we later learned his parents were driving across the country. After all the commotion, Officer Sharon Duran described what happened.
I fell back and he hit me. I went like that.
I aimed at the headrest and started to fire my weapon.
After returning fire, she chased down Nelson for a few miles, bloodied hands on the steering wheel.
Oh! She chased him, and then for some reason he pulled over and just put his hands up.
This time, she kept her distance from Nelson.
I want you to walk towards me with your hands up. You move, I will shoot.
More police officers arrived to put Nelson in cuffs, and he wasn't offering any explanation for what he did.
I'll wait for my lawyer.
As officers searched Nelson's truck, they found the gun.
What a dildo. It's not, buddy, they don't have you on tax evasion. They have you at shooting at a fucking cop. What a frumpy idiot. You see him just sitting there like...
Yeah, that guy, the fact that it was that guy is like, you shot at a cop. You did it. I don't care. Talk to a lawyer.
I don't know why... I don't know why Thumper NorCal thinks this cop could take you down just because she'll shoot. I think you would wreck her.
If she has a gun, I mean, like, listen, she's a tough lady. Like, if it comes down to a scrap, I'm going to have to put this lady out. I have to put her unconscious.
I'm going to put you down. I'm going to have to put you down, lady.
Unfortunately, lady, you're too much of a
you're a liability.
Yeah, you're a pit bull, so I'm going to have to put you to sleep. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
I was going to just, usually I figure most girl cops I could hit and you would just go down and then live in fear of what I've just done to you. But
you have to do the thing where you go, I respect you as a warrior, so I have to put you into the ground.
I got to put you to sleep. Yeah, I got to put you to sleep. No, I'm not killing her. Put her to sleep. Oh. I'm not a killer. I'm not a woman hitter. We're talking about fight for life here.
You got to fight for your life.
Hit a woman.
Hit a woman. Yeah, I'm waiting for that. I think there's that unicorn out there. I think there is that that burly Samoan woman that can just fuck your shit up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Dan. Yeah. If that burly Samoan woman was attacking your lady, and you were the only thing that stopped. She's tossing Katie around like a goddamn rag doll.
Yeah.
You put hands on that chick?
What did Katie do?
Oh! What did she do? She did. Yeah. She did nothing.
Yeah. I mean, then it's gonna have to be fucking.
What do you mean? What did Katie do? What is it? She talked shit. She did. No. I'm saying. Let's. What's up? Now you got me thinking. What I have to. What it has to be. She was talking shit. Listen.
If she started winning in the fight, I would have to get involved and break it up.
How do you do that?
I don't know. But then if she comes after me, well, then you know.
What, Dan?
I'm going to have to put you down.
Yeah. Put that Samoan down.
Dude, I don't know, man. I respect the people from the Pacific Islands, bro. I respect
them. Can we do a homework assignment that all of us draw a picture of the Samoan cop that that could beat up me or Dan?
Yeah, I might even go with the Germans. There might be an Eastern German vermin who is big enough to take down the J. Okerson.
Will you draw her?
I will draw her. I will draw my Helga. My Helga that will destroy the Jason Okerson. Especially when I whisper in her ear, I go, Pussy's Jewish. She would,
what? Did you say? Skills me?
Then he must be under arrest. All right, let's take another break and come back. Listen, dude, we got to pay our automobiles, pay our telephone bills.
You're right. Remember
that song? Remember that song? Right. Remember that old radio? Remember that old hacky radio expression? And that? Remember that song? Remember that beyond place?
Can you pay my bill? Pay my telephone bills?
Meow.
I don't think you do. Oh, when we come back, can we please talk Elliot Page?
Yeah, Jacob's crush? Jacob's
oh, my
crush?
God.
Uh-huh. We'll do that when we come back. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Unless you think you can
Jacob just keeps saying no, and he's got his fist in his hand. No.
It'll be good. It'll be good. It's going to be good, everybody. I promise you. We'll be right back. It's
The Bonfire.
Listen, Dan Soder.
Yeah.
Let me say, Dan, I just got one of them emails that was like, the shows in Austin are happening. Still. Do these shows need a little love, they said? Yes, they do, Dan. So get your tickets, everybody. If you're in Austin, Texas. I've heard a few people saying they were trying to get tickets. They said it not on my website.
Okay, well, December 11th and 12th, if you go to the Paramount Theater website, you can find tickets to check out Big J. Okerson in Austin, Texas, December 11th and 12th, which will be a fun weekend. It's not this weekend, but it's the next weekend.
Yeah.
And it is, there's a lot of, it's one of my favorite theaters in the world. I have tried to do my special there twice and have not had the ability to fill it, so they don't let you do that. But you can go to austintheater.org for tickets to see the Paramount, Big J. Okerson, December 11th and 12th. It's right up there at the top. Austin Theater, and it's spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. I just know I would misspell that.
Joshua Adam Myers with me. But yeah, let's get these fucking these ticks up, please.
Do it, dude.
I'm coming out, so let's do it for doing it. Damn the police, dude. When you'll find your servant is your master.
Man, I'm jealous you're doing this gig.
Yeah, Tim Dillon's
there January.
That's cool. I'll show you the numbers I have so far, and you're not going to be that jealous. Hey, you want to calm down easy?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be...
Boz Skaggs is going to be there next year.
Oh, goddamn right he is.
Damn, dude. Last podcast on the left. Shout out to the boys. June 6th, they're going to be there.
Damn. I wonder if he's having these issues. We got a few more.
Tell you who's not having these issues. Daniel Sitter. Hi. Shout out to Tony Titmanium.
Titmanium.
Baltimore, I'll be back in April, and Connecticut, we're finding a new date. But again, put all your energy at going to Big J in Austin, December 11th and 12th.
For right now. It's for my birth. It's the weekend.
It's birthday.
My
birthday. Birthday week. Birthday week.
Birthday week. Come out for my birthday. Don't make me look like a fool to these people putting me in a theater.
Yeah, dude. And if Jay's weekend goes well, I heard he's going to bring me back some Cisco's. So,
buddy, it is. I will. And by the way, it is sad. It's a 25% capacity theater, I believe.
Yeah,
they're doing 25% capacity, and they're like, we got to sell some tickets. It was already 25%.
You go, yeah, what's 25 of that? No, just plug the shows. Plug the shows. Are you, I know this has probably got to be asked every time now that anyone goes there, but are you going to do Rogan when you're down in Austin?
I reached out. He didn't get back. I think it was the right number.
Dude, so funny. He goes, my name is Mark Rogan. I run a fucking tire shop in fucking Cherry Hill.
Everybody reach out to Rogan and tell him that you would really like that you would like to have me on there. Let him know. I said the same thing on Skanks, too.
Again, if it goes well, maybe Jay will bring me back some Cisco's.
Maybe I'll bring him back some Cisco's. You never even know. Or at least some
That's kind of what I'm going for.
At least some BBQ.
I mean,
those are all things. Well, Dan, you know, here's the thing. We're manly men. We like manly things. We like a hearty breakfast. We like Austin, Texas. We like talking supplements with Joe Rogan.
Love it.
And look, we could be manly men, and it doesn't freak us out that we're working with a gay guy. It doesn't make us uncomfortable in the least.
A guy
who is into men works on the show.
I'm watching just through watching the camera, watching Jacob get primed for this joke, and he's not having it right now. He's like, "Oh, cool, I see what you're doing."
Well, I'm not going to say anything, Jacob. Would you like to give everybody your big announcement? This is a big day for you. You're really.
I don't have an announcement.
What?
I have no announcement. What?
No, I assume today you would have a big announcement. No.
What would that be?
About the changes in your feelings and then realizing that you were something. Yeah, there you go. That you were something you weren't aware. Even maybe yourself didn't know, and now you feel complete because now you understand the person you are. No?
No.
Now wait a second. Hang on, Jacob. So I'm gonna ask you this. Maybe I have my facts wrong, Dan. I don't know. I don't hear so good all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I got an ear, nose, throat problem. So maybe it's me. Jacob, I believe in your lifetime. You've said you have been highly attracted to, maybe even have touched yourself, to the sexy actress Ellen Page, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Ellen Page. But
before what? Before what? Yesterday?
This was like years ago.
No, I know, but it doesn't matter. Well, I don't know if you heard. I don't know if you heard the news. Like, how many years ago? Like, after Juno?
Yeah, be careful about that. Treading on fucking thin ice, bud.
I don't remember. Like, a few... I don't
Was it yesterday?
Even, I don't know yesterday? What happened.
Jacob, was it yesterday?
Before yesterday.
It was before yesterday. Okay. Well, just so you know, I don't know... Christine, you want to bring up the IMDb credits for even, let's say... Where's the film you found her attractive, Jacob?
Why? I gotta look. Do we have to even... Who cares, right? I don't find that funny.
Did you think maybe... Did you think?
We're all
think
human beings.
Did you think she was attractive? Did you think she was attractive in the Umbrella Academy? Jacob?
Oh, a little before that.
A little before that, even.
That was... Yeah.
How about X-Men? Maybe the X-Men?
Probably.
In the X-Men movie? Okay, X-Men movie. That's fine. Christine, can you bring up Ellen Page's X-Men movie credits, please?
Jacob, I want to tell you to take your side here a little bit and let you know that that has to be one of the craziest things to read is one of your celebrity crushes just goes, hey guys, I'm a man now. And you go, what's up?
Do.
Yeah, you gotta go to The Last Stand, but you have to go to IMDb, Christine.
Yeah, it's not like, Jacob, listen, you are who you are, and we're always gonna love you.
Yeah.
But it's gotta be jarring.
Well, let's see, maybe he's not. Maybe I'm making assumptions here. Let's go back to the time that Jacob was masturbating to this young actor. Christine, please. IMDb, this shouldn't be taking so long. It shouldn't be so hard. Okay.
2006.
Bring up the cast for me. Let's go over there. Okay, let's see.
I'll marry you right now.
Oh, wait a second. It would appear on IMDb that in this film, the character of...
Kitty Pryde.
Kitty Pryde, Shadow Cat, was played by a young him they named Elliot Page. Jacob, you're masturbating to
I didn't say it was a like
guy.
You just got Nightcrawler, dude.
Nightcrawler. I was very excited for you to make your announcement today, and I thought it was going to be...
I have no announcement. It was a while ago,
It was your experiment.
Superhero.
Is it just
like somebody who's in a superhero outfit?
So you were masturbating.
It wasn't like top of the list. I just
you were just whacking off to a person.
A human being.
I love her backsplashes.
You know what, Jacob? I was jerking off to Vinnie Jones, who plays Juggernaut, and he used to be a lady named Victoria,
You gotta
carbon date your nuts. You just gotta remember when you do it.
you see what you want to see in a person, and I think that's the main.
Yeah, Jacob, love is love, and we support.
Buddy, I have no problem with this at all. I thought we were being supportive, and you were here to say that you now realize you like masturbating to heathens.
Which is, you know what? You've been in Florida for a long time, and you know your tastes have changed.
I have sex with Christine, and she's a huh? What?
Oh.
She identifies as, huh? What?
Oh, my God, you guys. I forgot to tell you. Someone on Twitter sent me a follow-up video to the one that I showed you guys yesterday that Dez sent us.
What's that? Which one?
Hold on. I'm sending it
to Christine. The Wawa fight?
Right now. No, you remember the Caucasian child?
Okay, yeah.
This is
Caucasian child.
Caucasian. He goes, she was mean. She made me sad.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what was going on. I was quiet. Christine, there it is. I just sent it to you in the chat. So there's a new one.
Man, Dan, you sent it and it took your whole internet up.
Did it really?
Yeah, it's back now. You're good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm off Chrome. I'm off that Chrome shit.
You're off that Chrome?
I'm off that Chrome, dog.
Is Chrome what works good?
I always use Chrome. What do you use? Safari?
Yeah.
What are you, a fucking idiot?
No, my screen's going. My screen's working well.
We'll retweet this out from the bonfire.
So is it the same lady that yelled at her the first time?
Yeah. And same kid. Obviously.
Okay. Crank it.
Sorry for calling you a whore. You're my beautiful friend, too. And I want you to mess with something, too. I'm always there for you.
Latimi! Oh, my God! Latimi, that was everything to me! That was everything, Latimi!
Little Timmy.
Latimi. Don't cry, Latimi. Don't cry.
Latimi.
Why is he crying?
I'm sorry, miss.
Let Timmy don't cry. It's
going to
be okay,
let
Timmy.
Let
Damn.
Damn.
I'm not crying no more. I just get emotional.
Right. Just get emotional, dude.
White people are so corny.
Yeah, dude. He really showed every corny piece of white culture in that. Jesus. Where he was like, he showed his embarrassment first and then his anger, and then now he's like, thank you for accepting my apology. You're a good friend, and I will always be here for you.
Little Timmy, you goofy boy, you little goofy boy, stop crying, goofy boy.
Yeah, she's like, you're creeping me out. He's like, you are, miss, you are the sweetest angel to me, and I am sorry I was so bad.
I said a mean thing, and now...
I'm just happy we Oh man, I want a super edit. Be Kind Rewind might be able to hit us with a super edit of him just the kid going like, "What's up?" And then him being like, "She made me feel stupid and mean." And then him being like, "Yeah, dude, that kid went through the whole rainbow of emotions."
That's great.
Can I have a hug, please?
Can I have a hug?
I'm sorry. Oh man. Imagine being that guy and being on film your whole life, knowing that
Thank you so much.
People can just bring that up now.
Yeah. Jacob, just come on, talk to us, man. Get involved in the conversation. Yeah, it's not a big deal, dude. No one cares. You're still Jacob.
I don't care either.
He's still your shadow cat.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him.
Look, that guy's
the
same
guy. What am I supposed to say? I don't know when.
I don't know. Love is love.
Buddy, that guy's the same guy he was when you were jacking it to him. It's the same person in there.
Not the same.
Yes. Buddy, I'm not going to lie to you. In these films, that's a hot guy. I'll say it with you. Am I going to masturbate to him? I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. That's me. It's my thing. Well, not anymore, I guess. Now you're denying. You want to deny yourself happiness in order to save face with us? You don't have to do that.
Yeah, Jacob, we love you for you.
Oh, my God. Look how hot that guy is in what is that? That's the superhero movie. That's not X-Men.
Well, you're talking about not Kick-Ass, right?
Is it Kick-Ass she was in, or the Super?
She wasn't in Kick-Ass.
Then it's Super. She was in Super.
Oh.
And she and he, Dan.
Sorry.
Was hot in Super, for sure. Yeah, that was Super's sidekick. Rainn Wilson played Super. You never saw that? Great film. Nope. Great movie. If you never saw that, it's a really good movie.
Really?
It's like The Boys. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it was awesome. And she's
he
is very hot. And Jacob, in the right circumstance, I would say that I wasn't above jerking off to this guy, but I never made the decision.
There you go.
And you chose to do it. So the facts are the facts, Jacob. You're a gay man. It's not a big deal. I don't care.
A heartbroken gay man.
You're a heartbroken gay man.
The even worst when kind of he gamer. Was. Never mind.
No, go ahead.
What? No, I'm saying when he was, when he identified
they,
as
when
a
they
female,
were.
My God, when he identified as a when that, I don't know the proper pronunciations, but I'm saying.
Jacob, did you picture it going all over that guy's stomach like that? You just saw. Man, that's hot.
It was a real
the pronouns are he they. It's usually he him or they them, and I think Elliot is saying either he or they, just not her.
Right.
Right.
Whatever you call me, don't call me a girl. And that's what you masturbated to, Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Call it whatever you want that you jerked off to. It wasn't a girl.
It was.
You know why she bummed me on that article? I felt very happy for reading the article at first. And here's where it kicked me right in the nuts, though. Right in my ever-loving nuts. In the middle, she goes, something like, my happiness, yeah, here it is. My joy is real, but it is also fragile. The truth is, despite feeling profoundly happy right now, which is great, and knowing how much privilege I carry, now it's getting lame, I am also scared. I'm scared of the invasiveness, sure. The hate, get it. The quote-unquote jokes and the violence. Man, come on! You can't put jokes in quotation marks. You can't choose if it's a joke or not if you're not the joke teller.
Yeah.
I hate that. It's like the jokes, like, no, man, there's going to be jokes.
There's absolutely going to be jokes.
You're not getting no hate over here.
The premise of one of your all-time crushes changing their gender is funny because you have zero choice in it. Jacob was just over there loving on himself.
I'm not saying all time. pants.
I wish
all time. Jake would say
just because you're top. Just because you're top.
Now you're making up stuff. You're reinventing history here.
Just because you're
second. You're hate-tuning me.
Just because you're second to third go-to is this dude from these movies.
Yeah. Listen, you told me your quick pop is Elliot, and then after a distant second.
Here's what I'm going to say. When people go, what does Jacob jerk off to? I won't say you're gay, but if they go, what do you jerk off to? I'm going to go, not women.
Not women.
No, not women. That's just the answer.
True.
What does he jerk off to? I'm going to go, not women.
Jacob, at the very least, you're fluid.
God. You're fluid.
Oh, God. Oh, you're right there.
I don't even think you could say that because this was before the announcement. Way before, years before.
I don't know, dude.
No. Why do the credits say the opposite of that? The credits of the film that got you boned up.
That was before she even... Even before...
Tony Braxton killing in the background's great.
I would never have gay sex behind your back either.
Sure wouldn't. I believe you.
Right. I'm saying... This was when he identified as a female, but before came out as gay. This was when I assumed that the person we're talking about was a straight female.
When was that?
I don't know, but it was before that. In fact, I remember having this conversation.
I think her argument is that she was
everyone last night.
She was always this. She was always
dude, I might ask Witzke just for those last 2 minutes of audio because to watch it was.
Well, I'm very happy for him. I wish him all the happiness.
Goddamn right, you're beating off to him.
No, I'm not. I didn't even.
Okay, you did beat off to him.
I could give you my top five 2006.
Yeah. Maybe don't, Jacob, before they all go become guys on you.
you might be the cooler. You might be the one flipping them.
Jacob, he flips them. He goes, that's worse than fighting at all your ex-girlfriends go lesbian. He goes, all my ex-jerk people go full-blown but non-binary transgender.
Go transgender.
Go transgender.
I think it was a far alt choice on my part. Like,
Jacob, take a
curious choice
take
on
a,
my part.
We love you.
Take a sip of water. Take a sip of water.
Allison Brie type.
Your new lifestyle is going to be embraced by all of us. We love that you're fluid.
Thank you.
It's totally fine, man. We don't.
I appreciate
care.
It. Yeah, well, thank you both.
In fact, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, Jacob. If you think it'll bring some attention to the cause, we could do a bonfire float in the gay parade next time it happens.
I would love to. I have a cod piece picked out already,
and it could be you. And I'll see if we can get Elliot Page to jump on there. Jump on there
I'm
with us.
I'm surprised you have time to make fun of me, Jay. Doesn't Christine have to do weird butt stuff to you? How do you have time to talk to me?
I find time in between the butt play.
Jacob's coming back firing.
Do your weird sex. Christine.
Do your weird sex. I'm gonna have an aneurysm.
Salty,
goddamn.
Salty.
Oh, dude, I love it,
Jake. What you don't realize is throughout the show, there's a thing up my butt that Christine has a remote control for.
Take the beads out, Jay. Then talk to me.
Oh my God! Holy shit!
You drink it up, cool bad guy.
Well. I'll tell you what, Jacob.
Because you jerked it to a dude doesn't mean you got to be all salty with Jay.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
There's your loyal girlfriend.
Yeah, dude. Well, you got to trust someone if they're putting stuff in your butt, Jacob.
You're not prepping for after the show, all the butt stuff you do to him.
Jacob, I don't appreciate you sex shaming us right now.
Yeah, oh, God. No. I'm not sex shaming you, but I guess we're the same.
Sounds like sex shaming to
you,
me.
You, Jay, and I are, on the, are the same then.
We're freaks. We're all freaks,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. High five, dude.
Oh.
Say freaks. Oh my God, I love you guys. cc.com/thebonfire. Go check out our website. Also go to bigjcomedy.com for tickets to him at the Paramount Theater in Austin, Texas, December 11th and 12th. DanSoder.com for God knows what. I don't know.
DanSoder.com. Yeah. All things Dan Soder.
We love you guys so much. What a fun show. And we will see you tomorrow.
And Dan Soder, Son of a Gary streaming now.
Yeah, go download it or, you know, go to HBO Max and watch Colin Quinn's special. What's up?
That was all put out. I don't know if we ever said, we said on air it was put out by 800 Pound Gorilla.
Yeah, 800 Pound Gorilla put out my album.
Which is awesome. We love you guys.
We love you.
Me, Christine, and Jacob are going to go do some weird stuff on Zoom.
Yeah, you guys
right now.
Go do it. me and the Lose are just going to be old mayonnaise boring.
Yeah, you guys go be vanilla. Me and Jacob and Christine are hitting a swingers club.
Oh, that's actually kind of
cool.
You're
drinking up, bad boy.
Drink it up, bad boy.
That's way cooler. Oh, we're
well, guys,
you guys,
look forward to tomorrow when Lou has 75 new Jacob drops. We love you guys. We'll catch you tomorrow live on a special live Thursday.
Live Thursday, we're live tomorrow.
So it won't even be a Lost Tapes, everybody. We'll still play some Lost Tapes music.
Oh, we got that circumstance.